This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're continuing our conversation regarding Dairy Month with Joyce Vickery of the Dairy Council and Dave Rupert, Nokomis Dairy Farmer. Nutrition is the topic of the day. Dave, you bring to mind something when we talk about the taste, and we talk about the situation where the schools can only serve skim milk. How did that come about?
Well, it's kind of come down at a directive through, of course, it's all regulated through the United States Department of Agriculture, really. And, of course, our president's wife had a lot to do with getting where it's at today. But it's, you know, it was 1% that we could have chocolate milk and so forth. Well, then they tried to cut out the flavored milks, and they found out the kids were not drinking any milk at school. And now we went to skim milk, and even with the chocolate and the strawberry and so forth, and it just doesn't have the taste. So the kids aren't drinking it, and it's a shame because they're the future consumer, and this is why Prairie Farms puts all their checkoff dollars really into the St. Louis Dairy Council, because they work with all the schools in the area and have some exciting programs that have shown that we can increase the consumption of milk through students and young people. And so if we could just get back to, you know, there aren't many foods that have 3% fat or less, and there's been a lot of universities that have had programs now or research that has shown that the fat in milk actually is very beneficial to health, even to the heart and so forth, that we was criticized for so long. So hopefully we're going to see a change in the balance of this thing, and we'll get back to, there is some things in the work right now where we're going to get back to school milk, maybe with a little bit more fat in it to get some taste for the kids so they consume more milk.
Now, Joyce, then that begs the question. The Dairy Council, Prairie Farms checkoff dollars, all these things that go into, what are you doing then? Or how are you advertising or promoting not only the change in the school, but for people to drink more milk?
We do work quite a bit with our schools. That's our major focus. And we have, as Dave mentioned, we do have grant programs. And in fact, last year, Hillsboro, we provided dollars for dairy grant, and they used it to kind of expand their dairy offerings for lunch at the high school. And also Nokomis applied for one of our grants, and they used it to start a smoothie program. So smoothies are made up of milk, yogurt, and then some type of frozen fruit. And so that was a way that we could make, you know, offer different dairy items to students. But, you know, as it for schools, of course, they have to follow the USDA regulations if they are part of the National School Lunch Program or the Breakfast Program. And so they schools really don't have an alternative. I mean, they have to serve what the government says.
The school complains about money. Yeah. So it obviously, then somebody says, well, to make you fit the lunch into a certain budget, some things have to be cut. And we know that milk and cheese and yogurt cost more than some other things that they would substitute. As good as they are, they're not free. So how do you fight that challenge to get the, you know, that's a hard question. And it's not a question that's easily answered.
Now, and schools have struggled with this, and, you know, one of the things that it is a good idea because they have increased their offerings of fresh fruits and vegetables, and, you know, so you're right, that type of thing does cost additional money, and schools have struggled with that a little bit, but that's one of the reasons we offer our dollars for dairy grants. So, as I mentioned, Nokomis starting the smoothie program, that's another opportunity for those kids to enjoy a smoothie either at breakfast or at lunchtime, a great way for them to get their dairy nutrition. And we have had other schools in Litchfield, for example, in the past, they have purchased a merchandiser, so that way they can make available different type of milk and different flavors of milk, as well as things like string cheese and pudding and yogurt.
In a vending machine.
In a
or a
merchandiser,
like a dairy case, okay.
They want and pay for it.
Okay.
Do it that way.
Well,
so
that's
we
wonderful.
Are working with them to make sure that they do get their dairy in, because as I mentioned, we all need 3 servings each and every day, and if they're missing out when they're at school, then it's kind of hard to make it up the remainder of the day.
Well, in fairness, they make it harder to buy a soda, too. So, you know, and a candy bar, I guess. But still, that nutrition should be as important a part of the school day as the education, shouldn't it?
It should. You know, one of our big focuses is also on breakfast. We talk about the fact that that is the most important meal of the day, and kids need a breakfast in order to study. Well, they need, you know, more than breakfast. They need fruits, vegetables, grains, and, of course, dairy. And if you're missing out of any of those key groups, then you're missing out on nutrients, and that may affect your health.
Joyce Vickery of the Dairy Council and Dave Rupert, dairy farmer from Nokomis, are our guests this week during National Dairy Month. That's it for today. We'll have more with these fine folks tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.